Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson. Preds win on Thursday night at Chicago. Preds win Sunday afternoon at Winnipeg, 1-0. And, of course, two straight wins on the road in the division as Pecorine scores a goal on Thursday night for the first time in his career and the first time in the NHL since 2013. So we'll talk about that momentarily. But the Titans' huge win, 28-12 over the Ravens on Saturday night, is the story that I honestly, for maybe 20 years in this town, that win over Baltimore is one of the biggest stories I can remember. Darren McFarland joining us here, of course, host of Darren, Donick, and Chase, coming up at 10, top of the hour. Darren, just try to put it into perspective. You obviously, like me and Derek, were here covering the Preds during the run to the Stanley Cup. I was in high school when they went to the Super Bowl and when Derek was on that team. There's been a few other sports stories in Nashville that would equate, but can you try to put into perspective what the Tennessee Titans have done historically in Nashville sports, what the run they're on right now?
Well, for all the new people that have been here and haven't been here for a long period of time, I mean, when these two teams were in the same division and they played each other twice a year, and certainly Derek knows this, I mean, just Jeff Fisher was the head coach. Ravens game and the Steelers game were the two games. I mean, everything stopped when the Ravens were coming to town or the Titans were playing the Ravens or the Steelers were coming to town or the Titans were playing the Steelers. Those were the two games, and people could not get enough discussion, talk, banter, whatever you want, smack talk, whatever you want to dole out between the two fan bases and the media and everything. But those were the games, and certainly the Ravens games have a little extra oomph to them because of the longer playoff history between the Titans and the Ravens, where the Steelers came here and it was the Joe Nedney game and the Titans got the big win in the playoffs over the Steelers. But the Ravens had that extra, you know, whatever to it just because they had some just, I mean, snot bubble games over the years. And, you know, it was, the game was different back then and the defenses were so nasty and they were so physical. You know, it's what we all grew up watching, those type of games. And so it's crazy to sit here today and know in the four playoff appearances between these two teams, a home team has yet to win one. That's crazy to me, considering the domination the Titans have had back then, especially at home, and how good the Ravens have been at home historically over the years in Baltimore, and yet the home team has yet to win in these four playoff games. So what's the significance? I mean, it's the AFC Championship game, so that's huge, and it's been a long time since we've talked about that in this market. But I also kind of want to see what happens if they can keep this going. I mean, this, who knows? This could turn into 3 years ago with the Preds, right? Come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, I mean, this team was 2-4. I mean, no one has seen this coming. I've missed it. If somebody saw this coming, I apologize. But I've missed all those people that were calling these shots. So I want to see if they can keep this train rolling.
Yeah, it would be it would be remarkable if they can continue to win games and win it in fashion that they're winning in against the teams that they're playing, whether it be Tom Brady or Lamar Jackson and now Patrick Mahomes. It would be, you know, remarkable if they can get all three of these wins and end up ultimately in a Super Bowl. Now, the Nashville Predators, obviously they've changed coaches, and that first game, which I don't really count on his record because he didn't, you know, he didn't have time to practice with, you know, coach a practice, but he had to coach a game. So I don't put that loss on him so much. But since then, this team has done a really good job from a defensive standpoint, and that's what he came in and said, we got to get better defense up the middle in regards to this Nashville Predator team. Are they accomplishing that? And if so, do you think this is the new norm now for them?
Well, let's hope so, because it looks pretty darn good. I mean, they've given up two goals in two games on the road against divisional foes. That's pretty impressive. Going to Winnipeg yesterday afternoon and pitch a 1-0 shutout against the Jets, you know, who certainly don't have a problem scoring. That was impressive. They went into Chicago, took care of business. They jumped on them early, and they got the 3-0 lead in the first period, and Chicago started climbing back into it, and Chicago had that pushback. And what have we been talking about all year on these shows? This Monday hit, Mondays at 9 o'clock, just sometimes when they get in these certain stretches of certain games where the opponent just takes over and the Predators can't recover. Well, what did John Hines do, especially with the power play goal by DeBrincat in the third period early on? Chicago, all of a sudden, now it's a one-goal game. It's 3-2. John Hines, 5.5 minutes in the third period, calls a timeout. All right, settle down. Gathers up the troops. He leads the charge in the timeout. You can see him. Everybody's huddled around him. They come out and they take care of business and they finish things off. And they get a couple late goals, a couple empty netters late, and skate away with a 5-2 victory. That's what people want to see. Obviously, the play in front of the net has been better. Goaltending play has been better. Defense has been better. I think maybe yesterday was a sign that special teams is getting better penalty kill-wise, because Winnipeg is very good on the power play. I know they only had two cracks at it, but it's trending upward. It's a small sample. It looks good. We'll see how they can finish up this road trip in Edmonton tomorrow night against a very good Oilers team and an Edmonton team that loves to score. So they have three games until the All-Star break, and I think we're all curious to see how this thing is going to play out under John Hines when they'll have over a week off, and then they'll come back and close out the fourth month of the season. I mean, look, we're in the second half now, and now they have crawled back into this thing. Now can they keep the momentum going? They're only 3 points out from a wild card spot, so they're right back there, but they're going to have to string together wins.
Yep, they're absolutely going to have to continue to do it. Darren Donica Chase coming up top of the hour with the Preds and Titans news. You got the national championship game tonight as well. Darren McFarland, always a pleasure, my friend.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Darren McFarland there is. And listen, we've seen positive things from this team in two games. Let's not go crazy yet. It's been good. The defense is better. He just mentioned all the positive things for the Nashville Predators. It's going to take a lot more than just a couple of games to start proving things. But you got to like what you've seen so far. You got Edmonton, Anaheim, and Buffalo, I believe, in the All-Star break. So we'll see what takes place. Toronto as well. So we'll see what takes place over the next couple of weeks. And they get the time off. What does he implement during the time off? All going to be interesting to see as, of course, the Nashville Predators attempt to work their way back into the playoffs. They are currently 10th place, but with two wins in the Central, they are now 5th in the Central Division. So the story, however, of the day and of the morning and maybe in the country in sports is the Tennessee Titans beating the Baltimore Ravens. The Green Bay Packers win, the Kansas City Chiefs win, and the San Francisco 49ers win. The only home team that did not win in the divisional round was the Baltimore Ravens. Ryan Tannehill was not asked to do a whole lot, but he made a couple of really big plays. And the question is, does this formula continue to work after what is one of the most memorable evenings in the history of this city on Saturday night? Titans win over the Baltimore Ravens. We'll get into the quarterback play when we come back right here on Morning Drive. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.